Good morning. It's 8:32 a.m. on Tuesday, November the 13th, 2018. I got my 5K yesterday. Total, the end of the day yesterday was 65,000 and a bit. I've got 800 words in this morning already. So we're up to about 66 and a half thousand. I think it's like 66, 626 or something. Mushy middles are mushy. I'm really struggling to try to keep my head in this game, to finish this story before I do anything rash, like bury myself at Skyrim again for 2 weeks. But I've got almost 1,000 words today. I need 5,000 words to make my goal for the day. And I only need like 3,500 to reach the 70,000 goal for the day. And I'm one day ahead. So I'm going to see how much I can get this morning. I don't think I have to make a grocery store run today. With any luck, I won't have to fight with the upload for an hour and a half. Pissed. That was so aggravating. In theory, the upload to Dropbox walked fine. Files in the Dropbox folder. I couldn't get the Linux machine to reload the Dropbox page. I fought with it. Oh, almost an hour and a half. I was getting ready to reboot the machine. Suddenly, for no apparent reason, it loaded up the page and the file was there and I was able to download it and get it posted. I remember yesterday I was going to get the groceries, I was going to come back, I was going to settle in, I was going to do like 3 or 4 sprints right off the bat. I got nothing. I think I might have got one in the late morning just before lunch, but gosh. And, you know, the metacognitive part of me steps back and says, dumbass, you're twisting yourself into pretzels over an arbitrary and largely insignificant deadline here that you've imposed on yourself for no other reason than getting the first draft of the story done. Well, it's fun to brag about it, but the truth is that the goal here is to get a first draft so I can go through and clean it up and then get it out to betas. So then get it out to Karen Conlon so that I can get it out to readers, because that's what my job is, and I haven't done that for 6 months. Is it June, July? Well, it must have been like the last day of July, because the income from August just hit last month. September, the end of October, yeah. Must have been the end of July. It hasn't been that long. It's been 3 or 4 months. I think 4 months since I finished the first draft of Home Run. ignoring the dates, it's 3 months since I dropped Home Run, but it's only really been available for a couple of months and a few days, so there's that. Amazon is still screwing around with book availability, the paperback versions of Home Run and Suicide Run are still linked to the same t-shirt page. So yeah, I have this sense of, you know, sitting myself down and having a stern talking to. It's like, all right, are you a full-time writer or are you just dabbling along? Are you serious about this writing thing, or do you just want to play video games and throw a book up every once in a while? The answer is both. I'm serious about it, but I don't. It's not that I don't want to publish a book a month, because I'd really love to publish a book a month. But I really don't want to do the work it would take. What I need to do is. Even a book every other month. So I finish this book, I get it wrapped up, I throw it over to Conlon in the 1st of December, assuming she can get to it right away because I have not reserved a space. And then write the next book in December. I don't know what it's going to be, but the problem is that I need, if I'm going to be really honest about this, I need at least a month to let the story ideas trickle through. Now, the main story idea that I have on tap is Cape Grace. And I've got 30-something thousand in it. I know what it needs, and I just need to go through. I only need to go through and fill in the missing 50,000 words. To bring the two pieces of the story together. And that'll give me one more book. And clear off the last title on my to-be-written pile. The pile that has been there for, Jesus, I don't know, 4 years? Get ready. Stay with me. Muck post. My hands. My right hand, my mouse hand, my trackball hand, to be fair, is taking a beating. It's been iffy for a few weeks now, even before I started riding, because trackball game. Yeah, I do a lot of trackball. And I got really sloppy about my posture. The edge of the keyboard shelf cuts into my wrist. So it's like this is completely 100% on me. This is not something that's writing related. It's something that I really need to be paying a little more attention to. You know, for 28 degrees, it's not too bad, or at least not right here. I'm protected from the breeze, the sun is up, the trees have no leaves. It's really quite comfortable. My breath is condensing on my mustache, so it's dripping down my chin, but other than that, some sort of front off to the east. I think you can see it in this morning's picture, where there's a lot of higher white clouds, but then there's that one line, and they all go dark after that. It's hard to tell from this angle, but it sort of looks like that dark layer is lower. So what I'm seeing as dark clouds is actually clouds that are being shaded from the sun by the higher layer. I'm at the place where I stop talking and keep walking, but I don't want to talk about politics. I'm tired of politics. But I think this story. With any luck, I'm going to break 70,000 words today, and we're just trying to bring it in for landing now. I've got a lot of balls in the air here, juggling them all. It's going to be interesting to go back through and see where this story. How the story structure actually follows a lot of the classic three-act structure, even though I didn't have an outline, I didn't have I only had rough ideas. I still get flashes of scenes at the end that I know are not viable, but I see them anyway. Thankfully not while I'm writing. While I'm writing, the words, this is very much an Ishmael Long story. The words just sort of fall off the end of my fingers. And I'm, you know, I keep running myself into holes, and the characters keep finding ways out. So, that's a good thing. The bad thing is, I'm not necessarily happy with the mechanics of this story. So the snow melted a little bit yesterday. It was cold most of the day. I think it got up to like 40 before the day was over. So the sun took down a lot of the snow. I still had to crunch through a bunch of stuff on the north side, but it was a little bit easier this morning. Grocery store has started stocking turkeys. The prices of turkey are a little bit sticker shockery. I was going to pick up one to have early because I love turkey. I love fresh roasted turkey. But hams are on sale for 99 cents a pound, so I picked up a ham. I'll cook that today. We'll be eating ham for the next week. Which is not a bad thing. I like ham. Neighbor's getting new gutters to go with her new roof. Guys are out there bending gutter now. At any rate, see if I can get this thing turned off. Anyway, tomorrow's another day. No, I'm missing it. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. There we go. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.